Just imagine the trees, the roots and all the things that make up the tree. We think it is rooted in the earth and made by earth, from earth. But even scientists already know that they are made from the air, from the energy in the air, from some component in the air. We have a show about it. You go back and read it and watch it. So imagine humans are also like that. So many components get together to create a human. Some first humans and then in the womb. The Buddha has told us in the sutra that originally humans had no physical limitations, not even a physical body. They came from Brahma and they were freely roaming around, having liberation in any way possible. And then they began to eat the things made from this world, you know, in this world. And slowly, slowly, they became manifested as physical beings. And then, slowly, slowly, everything could influence them from all around them. And they became heavier and heavier and more identical to everything around them. So everything around them has a lifespan, has suffered due to weather, due to conditions, due to situations. Then humans also became like that.
There comes a time, Vasetta, when sooner or later, after a long period, this world contracts. At a time of contraction, beings are mostly born in the Abhisara Brahma world. And there they dwell, mind-made, feeding on delight, self-luminous, moving through the air, glorious. And they stay like that for a very long time. But sooner or later, after a very long period, this world begins to expand again. At a time of expansion, the beings from the Abhisara Brahma world, having passed away from there, are mostly reborn in this world. Here they dwell, mind-made, feeding on delight, self-luminous, moving through the air, glorious, and they stay like that for a very long time. At that period, Vasetta, there was just one mass of water, and all was darkness, blinding darkness. Neither moon nor sun appeared, no constellations or stars appeared. Night and day were not distinguished, nor months and fortnights, no years or seasons, and no male and female. Beings being reckoned just as beings. And sooner or later, after a very long period of time, savory earth spread itself over the waters where those beings were. It looked just like the skin that forms itself over hot milk as it cools. It was endowed with color, smell, and taste. It was the color of fine ghee or butter, and it was very sweet, like pure wild honey. Then some being of a greedy nature said, "I say, what can this be?" and tasted the savory earth on its finger. In doing so, it became taken with the flavor, and craving arose in it. Then other beings, taking their cue from that one, also tasted the stuff with their fingers. They too were taken with the flavor, and craving arose in them. So they set to with their hands, breaking off pieces of the stuff in order to eat it. And the result of this was that their self-luminance disappeared. And as a result of the disappearance of their self-luminance, the moon and the sun appeared. Night and day were distinguished. Months and fortnights appeared, and the year and its seasons. To that extent, the world re-evolved. And those beings continued for a very long time, feasting on this savory earth, feeding on it and being nourished by it. And as they did so, their bodies became coarser, and a difference in looks developed among them. Some beings became good-looking, others ugly. And the good-looking ones despised the others, saying, "We are better looking than they are." And because they became arrogant and conceited about their looks, the savory earth disappeared.
It's a very sad thing. But because God has promised you free will, has let you choose. But then, if you have a choice, then you can choose a better choice. like choosing to go back to where you were in a spiritual sense, with freedom from the bondage of the flesh and all that influences it. Please go back home. There is a way to go home. The Kuan Yin method is the guide to bring you home, just like the light of the tower that guides all the ships in the stormy, dangerous weather, so that they can know where their home is and come home to safety, comfort, warmth, and love. Please go home. Please pray to God so that He can lead you to a master, a true master, not the charlatan, not the one who wants things from you but not giving you anything. Just talk, empty talk, or copy any other master's talk, but the talk has no power, no value. The talk of a real master has value, has spiritual blessing and upliftment. That is a difference. I have told you some of the choices that you can make in another lecture long ago, maybe 2 years ago. I'm glad that I could talk to you, because the essence of your life, your soul is magnificent, is majestic, is holy, is pure, is wholesome, is saintly, it is completely uncontaminated with anything from this world or the invisible world. But the thing is, you are trapped in the body and controlled by the mind, which is from the lower existence. Thus, it's very difficult for you to remember your majestic self. So I'm trying again, again, and again to tell you that. But if I cannot tell you to make you understand, please find any other masters in other religious groups who can help you. And I can tell you right now, perhaps you go to Kaudaism, but you have to use your intuition, your prayers, your sincerity of heart to ask for help to find the good one, the pure transmitter in that church, in that temple. The same with Christianity. You have to find the saint in the model of a group of frogs, but empty hearts, empty love. You have to find that rare gem, that diamond in the dirt, to entrust your soul, your search for God, for your own self, in the middle of all this chaotic, destructive world. I told you, you could go to find in Kaudaism the best possible transmitter in the best possible temple of Kaudaism you can find. Kaudai means high realm. I just found out after I talked to you about it. I kept thinking, what can we call it in English? Kao means high. Dai means almost like a platform, but that means high realm in English. This is the best I can translate. Forgive me, all the saints there, if I could not bring the deep, profound sense of your teachings into one word like that. You can go to Bias, India, or the branches of Bias masters. Their successors still carry their power, still have their blessing. You can trust them. Bias, B-E-A-S, you know, a group of successors from the founder of Bias, His Holiness Swamiji Maharaji, all the way down to masters, Baba Sawansinji, Sant Kirpansinji, etc. Yes, these are honest masters. They will not harm you in any way, because they are deep in that unconditional love tradition. You can trust them. And you can go to any tradition, you know, the nearest possible. And maybe Huahaoism, yes? Huahaoism in Ola of Vietnam is also new. You see, the master's blessing is still there. The Ola sees Vietnamese Buddhism down here. Also, you can go and join them, because the master Nguyễn Thành Nam like Master Wen Fushou, Ngo Mingqiu, and Min Deng Quang are also a group. Min Deng Quang also has the tradition. They have been in Ola of Vietnam, practicing for a long time, well, as long as they could. And their energy, the blessing energy, is still with their devotees. So you may join them as well. So you have plenty of choices now. I'm glad for you. I'm so glad that they exist, these traditional religious groups. I'm so happy, so glad that if you find you have affinity with them, please go select them and devote all your heart, your mind, your soul to it. Choose one group. It's better, just one. Because they all can help you, yes. It's just that you have to devote yourself and every day earnestly ask for forgiveness and the liberation of your soul. Just to tell you, there's some hope there. I can't guarantee that you will be all liberated following the religious, you know, foundations that I have just mentioned to you. It also depends on you, depends on your sincerity. If you really want to be liberated and your soul saved in this truly dire, dangerous time of our world. And if you are Christian, please try to be vegan as well, like Lord Jesus Christ. If you are Buddhist, try to be vegan like Sakyamuni Buddha. And believe Lord Jesus Christ's words. Believe the Buddha's words. Believe the saints' words that you understand, that you trust in. You can also try Yi Kuan Tao. At least when you're there, you are with the same compassionate-minded people. They are vegan or and vegetarian. This is all I can remember right now. That's all I know. There might be some more, you know, religious faith somewhere secretly in some small corners of the world that I had no chance to know. You trust your intuition, you trust your heart, and you trust God Almighty to lead you there. Time passes so quickly. I forgot. My God, just like a blink of an eye. But don't say I'm too old. I intend to live some more decades. If I don't work too hard, I will live much longer. But don't say that I'm too old. I'm still younger than President Trump. And look at how much he has done, how much he has accomplished, and how much he's still working to bring justice into this world, to bring peace to his citizens and world citizens. You see? In the physical sense, even, he has accomplished so much and still is working to accomplish more.
Not only did he immediately get to work on energy, but he also immediately got to work on tariffs and security in the country, so right. Making sure that all of these things would bring down costs for the American right. people.
Well, look, I think on the immigration piece, it's been his biggest success this year. It's the biggest promise fulfilled. We've had 2.5 million people deported. A significant number of them were self-deported. You know, they used the government's app or just decided to leave the country altogether. And so when I talk to Republicans and Trump supporters around the country, they're more than thrilled with the aggressive nature of it. You know, we haven't passed any new immigration laws since Donald Trump became the president again. We're just enforcing the laws that we have, something the previous administration would not do. So I know the left has treated this as some big controversy, but I don't know what's controversial about the president just simply enforcing the laws that are on the books.
So what do you think? Is that the biggest success for this president?
There have been so many big successes. Certainly that is the biggest success to keeping American families safe, and that was a number one concern of people in the country. Also, the economy is definitely another one of those. But I would say we would be remiss if we didn't talk about bringing the hostages home. This is something that the Biden administration was incapable of doing, and that to me was a very critical moment worldwide for President Trump to be able to bring peace to the Middle East.
Yeah, Judah, you're in Michigan. President Trump received an overwhelming amount of votes from union workers, especially the auto industry. His policies have sparked more production in this year. Is it working?
Absolutely. And so critical for the state of Michigan. And you'll notice that one governor who was willing to put in those no taxes on tips, no taxes on overtime was Gretchen Whitmer. I'll give her credit there. But I think she also knew that she needed that so desperately in the state because the state of Michigan is not only losing people, but we're losing manufacturers. And now that's going to bring a lot more population here. We're going to have a lot more people buying our products and we'll have a lot more workers to work in our factories, which is so critical. But absolutely, that is happening here in the state of Michigan. And the lower energy costs are also going to help our manufacturers. That's one of the hardest things for us to overcome in our state for manufacturing, and we will with President Trump.
Some of President Trump's recent accomplishments: border security, 3 million plus deportations, 800,000 plus illegal aliens arrested, 96% drop in border encounters, 21% reduction in homicides. National security: ended the Israel-Hamas war with a ceasefire and Gaza peace plan, securing hostage releases. Captured Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro and ousted his regime, reducing drug trafficking threats. Destroyed Iran's nuclear weapons capability through military strikes and sanctions. Golden Dome missile defense revolutionizes homeland protection. Energy. Energy dominance slashing gas costs and putting hundreds back in family pockets. Required big tech to subsidize their own massive energy demands. Reinvigorating America's beautiful clean coal industry for grid stability and jobs. Unleashing historic oil drilling boom to achieve true energy dominance. Revitalizing nuclear power as the backbone of future energy security. Make America Healthy Again, or MAHA. MAHA revolutionizing children's health by slashing harmful additives and putting real food first. Reforming SNAP, or Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, to fight obesity and diabetes where it hits hardest, low-income families. Resetting federal nutrition guidelines to emphasize real, whole foods for lifelong health. Revamping childhood vaccine recommendations to focus on consensus and safety. Technology and artificial intelligence, or AI. 10 plus trillion U.S. dollars in U.S. and foreign investments. America's winning the AI race plan put into action. Strategic Bitcoin reserve and making America the crypto capital of the world. Genesis mission launched to turbocharge AI-driven scientific breakthroughs. Empowering workers and education with AI-focused initiatives. Above quoted from whitehouse.gov/achievements. Etc.
And I'm doing not just physical things, but I have spiritual powers from God as well, from the Godhead, power from the Godhead, from the most original, from the most incredible, from the most powerful. So do not think that I'm too old to rescue you. I'm still giving initiations, and they still have the same blessing, bliss, and powerful attribute given to them.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.